Okay, we continue our study of Sha'arim B'Tefillah. We're in the middle of the section of Kriya. We've defined this a number of times already. Defined as talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking to the Almighty as if He's sitting right in front of you, rather than living with wonder or doubt, rather than having to take any leap of faith, but being able to talk to Hashem with the certainty that He stands right before you. And the Sha'arim B'Tefillah of Pinkas gave us a great metaphor last week, or a great analogy. We talked about the value of calling out to somebody by name, that using name is highly personal. Using someone's name creates a level of intimacy or connection, and using a name therefore creates a level of effectiveness. So when you're, there's a huge difference between a stranger coming up to you or when your child says Abba. The use of the word Abba, Dad, Tati, whatever he calls you, she calls you, that in itself is very effective. And we gave the example last week that somebody's in trouble. Somebody's car breaks down in a bad neighborhood and they feel threatened by somebody who's around them. So if cars are going by and you're yelling, help, help, it's unlikely someone's going to answer. But if you see a police car and you yell, hey, police, hey, police. So now by using the name police, within the name you're intrinsically identifying that's the job, it's the mandate of the police to help you. So you're invoking the help of the police just by using their name. So similarly, said Rav Pinkas, if we just yell out, that's tzaka, that's some of the other forms of tefillah that we've had. If you just yell, ouch, help, I'm in pain, spiritual, emotional, physical, that's just groaning. But if you yell out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, it's like yelling police, it's like saying daddy, Abba. So by using Hashem's name, you're reaching out directly to Him personally, and you are therefore more predisposed for Him to answer, because you are invoking the special relationship. Page Ayin Ches. We're on page Ayin Ches, first complete paragraph, 78. So whenever you call out to Hashem, particularly in a time of distress, in which Hashem can be found closer to us, so in those moments, when you say Hashem, use His name, my Father in Heaven, Hashem, it has a very powerful influence. So if you're just using Hashem because you think it's some code, you think it's some formula, it's going to bring blessing, it's going to solve all your problems, it could be Hashem, it could be the bank, it could be the rabbi, it could be the doctor, you're just saying Hashem because you think it is the answer to your problems, so it's not going to work. That's like saying, Dad, you walk up to some stranger and you say, hey, Dad, can you lend me a few bucks? Just because you've called that person Dad doesn't make them more likely to help you. It only works if you say Dad, if it's your dad, if you know what Dad means, you know, even though that may not always work. But at least you have a chance of it working when you say Dad to the person who's really your dad and you're invoking that special relationship. So therefore, he says, The prerequisite to it being effective to use Hashem's name is to understand what Hashem's name means, to understand who Hashem is. V'yesh b'zeh od mashal. Im shotrim elehem ayado, v'lo sha'avru sham b'mikra, elu hu'iknim v'nosin l'mscharim amenash sh'yusmuchim lo l'shamro. So let's say they're security guards. It's not policemen who randomly, you're in a tough time, and you randomly see police driving by, so you yell out. Let's say you have security guards, you've hired, AJ, you've designated them. You've paid them in advance. And they are armed with a gun and they're standing right next to you. And now, you know, there's a God forbid an event on campus. You've hired AJ, the security guard. You see him standing there with his gun and you yell, AJ, help! Help! So when... This is the next level of mashal. It's not some policeman that you've never met before. It's not some generic policeman with whom there's no relationship. It's not a policeman that, yes, it's his mandate to protect you, but he has no idea who you are, you have no idea who he is. When you yell to your security guard, your security detail, who you've paid and designated to watch you, and you say, AJ, help, I need you. So now you're calling out to the person who you have a personal relationship with. So the same is true with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't just say, God, we say, Elokai, my God, you're my security guard, my dad. You're calling out to Kodesh Baruch Hu by name, but not by the name of a stranger that you see a stranger and you use their name, by the name of a personal relationship, Elokai.
Eza kriyat tefillah menachem b'zeh. Eza bito is shal simcha u'bitachon. I mean, could you not be more relieved if you find yourself in a compromised position, if you find yourself feeling threatened, and you see your security detail, whom you pay, who's supposed to protect you, that moment that you see them and you, AJ, help me. The relief you feel simultaneous to the panic, because you realize that the person with whom you have a relationship is right there and ready for you. And that's what one feels, Elokai, my God. You're not just some random person, some generic being. You're my God. Our rabbis taught that Lashon Hara, the challenge, the temptation to speak gossip, is so great, and it's so damaging, and it's so destructive, that it's equal to the three cardinal sins. So when we reach out to God and say, I stand to lose everything if I gossip, I compromise my own integrity, my own being, help me, protect me from myself and from my gossip, what word do we use to introduce that? Elokai, my God. Not just God, but my God. So we take away from the Sref Pinkus on Kriya that when we use, when we encounter Hashem's name throughout davening, in so many different versions of it, Elokeinu, Elokai, Kael, even Gadol, Nora, all the different names that we have for Hashem, we're invoking His name. It's not just that we're trying to position ourselves for more success, but by invoking God's name, we're establishing the personal connection, personal reliance and dependency, and therefore have a better chance of being answered. We'll just start the next section. If we want to understand why calling God by name is effective, we have to understand a little bit more about bitachon. What does it mean to trust? Bitachon doesn't mean faith. Bitachon means to trust in Hashem. Emuna means faith. Emuna means a leap of faith or faith that God exists. Bitachon, think about it in Hebrew. If you go to the mall in Hebrew and they have bitachon, what do they have?
Security.
Security. What's security based on? Trust. So when you have bitachon in Hashem, you have Hashem as your security detail. It means Hashem, it's a level of trust. Hine ikar inyan av bitachon ha-mavur b'rishonim hu, mida mimidosav yisbarach. When you trust in God, that in itself is preventative. That in itself is protective. There was a person, there were robbers. They catch you, and they take you. So you tell the robbers, you have no idea who you're messing with. You have no idea how well connected I am. If I'm not returned, if I don't show up at my meeting, you have no idea. Have you, Lamelech? Amalei Amelech, v'chiyata karov shali. So, they take him to the king. And the king says, do I know you? You're so close to me, you just dropped my name. Amalei batachti b'cha. So you say to the king, yeah, I trusted in you. Amalei Amelech hol batachti bi alay lahatzilcha. Ayin sham alashem. So the king says, because you trusted in me, it's upon me to save you. Hari dekachi amida. The whole notion of bitachon is that by displaying faith, trust in Hashem, one transforms themselves into being worthy of Hashem's intervention. So it's not just I have trust that Hashem will intervene positively in my life, it's that by expressing or displaying the faith, the trust in Hashem, Hashem responds by wanting to intervene, interject, and help me. Someone comes up and says, I've heard, hey, Roofer Gil, I've heard you're a phenomenal roofer, I have problems, I need you, you're the only one who can help me, I'm asking you, please bail me out, I've got this terrible situation, I need you. And I was told that I can rely on you, that you're trustworthy, and I need you. So you're much more likely
to charge you double.
To charge that person, well. No, but you're likely to help that person. The person who positions themselves by saying, I trust in you, and I've been told that I can trust in you, and that you're reliable, and I need you, and that you're the only one who can give me a solution. Right? It's the
Obi-Wan, you are my only help.
something like that. So that's a very effective. It's a very effective way of communicating this. So that's what Pinchas is saying. There's a level of bitachon is when you use that language to Hashem. Hashem, I trust in you. You're trustworthy. I'm relying on you, and I understand I can, and you're the only one who can help me. So that in itself incentivizes Hashem to help. V'chein hevi agrom echazal al haposuk habotech b'Hashem chesed yisov avenu. Pasuk says that someone who trusts in Hashem, chesed surrounds them. Afilu rasha ubatech b'Hashem chesed yisov avenu. The Chazal, the Yalkut and Tehillim says, even a wicked person, even a person who's negligent of Hashem's will, but if they trust Hashem, chesed will surround them. De'etzim zeh she'samach libo betuach b'Hashem, hihi asib lekabel mevukasho be'achrach. V'yesod miyesodos ha'torah sh'ayideh bitachon, mapik ratzon me'Hashem af b'she'en aroy lefim ma'asav. Says the girl, why should that be? Chesed yisov avenu. Why should we be worthy? Why should chesed surround us just because we have bitachon? It can be very superficial. It can be very false. You think you have bitachon, you're going to earn. So the answer is no. By displaying that faith, by positioning yourself that you, Hashem, are the only one, I rely on you. You're the only one who can help me. So it's not just I'm saying something to someone with whom I have no relationship. That establishes, that strengthens the relationship. By positioning in that way, you make Hashem more predisposed to help. And therefore, chesed yisov avenu, we'd become surrounded by chesed and protected from that which we feared. We'll continue next week.
This class was sponsored by Mr. Yudkin.